Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. The newly confirmed Pentagon chief says he's concerned about extremists in the military. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports that's in response to the many veterans involved in the attack on the Capitol.
Retired General Lloyd Austin is the country's first black Secretary of Defense. At his confirmation hearing this week, he told senators that he's aware of the persistent problem of white supremacists and militia groups enlisting in the military, which he saw himself during 40 years in the Army.
The job of the Department of Defense is to keep America safe from our enemies. But we can't do that if some of those enemies lie within our own ranks.
An NPR investigation found that of the people charged so far in the January 6th attack on Congress, about one in five had served in the military. Many of the police who defended the Capitol are also veterans, including Officer Brian Sicknick, who died after being assaulted by the mob. Quil Lawrence, NPR News.
In Oregon, a group of medically vulnerable inmates has asked a federal judge to grant them immediate access to COVID-19 vaccines. As Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports, the largest active outbreak in the state are in prisons.
Attorneys for the inmates filed a motion for a temporary restraining order that could force the state to vaccinate inmates immediately. In their motion, the Oregon inmates say the state has the vaccines but lacks the will to give them to all those in custody. They say it's the definition of deliberate indifference. For months, the virus has touched every aspect of prison life, where social distancing is nearly impossible. More than 3,000 inmates have tested positive for the disease, while at least 38 have died. More than 40% of those deaths have been this month. Last week, the Oregon Department of Corrections vaccinated more than 1,300 inmates, though it was the result of a miscommunication rather than an official policy. For NPR News, I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.
More than 2,000 people have been arrested in a wave of protests that swept across Russia, with demonstrators demanding the release of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He was arrested last Sunday after returning from Germany, where he was recovering from a nerve poisoning he blames on the Kremlin. Officials say his stay in Germany violated terms of a suspended sentence. NPR's Lucian Kim has more from Moscow.
Thousands of Russians demonstrated in cities large and small across the vastness of Russia. In Moscow, protesters like lawyer Maria Nechayeva defied a heavy police presence.
They can't put everybody in jail. There are many people, and I don't think that we have enough jails to put everyone in there.
There are reports of hundreds of arrests nationwide, including the brief detention of Navalny's wife, Yulia. Navalny's international stature has grown since his poisoning this summer. But the Kremlin's decision to jail Navalny when he returned has helped cement his position as a national leader for those opposed to President Vladimir Putin's rule. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
And you're listening to NPR News. Peabody Award-winning TV host Larry King has died. His production company tweeted that he died today at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. No cause of death was given, but a spokesperson said this month that he had been hospitalized with COVID-19. The Brooklyn-born King was a fixture on CNN from 1985 through 2010. Larry King was 87. The NFL's conference championship games will be played tomorrow in Kansas City and Green Bay, Wisconsin, but pandemic precautions mean fewer fans in the stadium. And as Chuck Kornbach of member station WUWM reports, health officials are urging additional precautions.
The Green Bay Packers will take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Packers say only about 9,000 people will be let into Lambeau Field, about 12% of capacity. State of Wisconsin Deputy Health Secretary Julie Willems Van Dyke says even those fans should not get too close.
Maintain social distancing as much as possible. I know that is why there will be fewer fans at the game, is to maintain that.
Health officials are also issuing warnings in Kansas City, where the Chiefs will take on the Buffalo Bills. And medical experts say people should also be careful about gathering in other places to watch Sunday's games. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Milwaukee.
There was one winning ticket for last night's $1 billion Mega Millions lottery. Officials say it was purchased at a grocery store in suburban Detroit. It was the third biggest prize in lottery history and came just days after one ticket won the $731 million Powerball. This is NPR.